Yeah. Well, I live on a senior campus and two high rises, nine stories, and then one three-story building. I'm on the eighth floor of one of the nine-story high rises with an open-air balcony and open-sky balcony and facing southwest. But all my repeaters are behind me on the other side of the building, and I'd have to clear a 20-foot wall just to get to the roof, and then, you know, stuff like that. That's why I joke about putting a 20-foot tower up. But they're not going to let me do that. The only thing they really allow for the way of any kind of antennas are we have a multicultural facility here. We have all different nationalities and stuff, so we got people here with their satellite dishes mounted in buckets of cement because you can't attach them to the building, hanging off the back of my side of the tower. I got at least three on mine that I'm aware of. But, yeah, I'm just running an 8-inch tuned antenna for 440 to 470 on my glass door wall. And it's on the inside. You don't even know it's there unless you, I mean, you can't really even see it from the outside unless you really look for it. But it does the trick, and it will handle, I think it'll handle 200 watts of input. So, I want to get something a little bit better because the coax on it is like pencil thin. I mean, it's real thin coax, but it's used for a special application, and that's why it's got small coax on it. But I'm looking to improve it. That's one of the things I was talking to Sean about earlier. I want to get a better, stronger, more reliable antenna that I could still place inside my unit.